From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iran's foreign ministry calls missile sanctions illegitimate. Iran drew condemnation from Western nations for two ballistic missile tests that happened late last year. They were said to have been in violation of UN Security Council resolutions, though Iran defends the tests as a matter of national security. The U.S. has enacted new sanctions against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to the banned missile activity. An Iranian spokesman says his nation will respond to the U.S. sanctions by bolstering its legal ballistic missile program and promoting its defense capabilities. One of the Americans freed by Iran arrived back home. Matthew Trevithick landed in Boston on Sunday. He had been held for more than a month for reasons that are not clear. Several other released prisoners stayed in Germany receiving medical treatment. Diplomats at the United Nations say next week's scheduled peace talks on Syria may be delayed because world leaders disagree about which Syrian opposition members should be invited. The talks are set to open January 25th in Geneva. The invitations have yet to go out. Iraqi police say three Americans missing in the country were kidnapped from an apartment in Baghdad. U.S. officials say they are working with Iraqi authorities to find the missing Americans. The Baghdad Operations Command described the apartment the Americans were in as suspicious. Speaking in the Nigerian capital, Information Minister Lai Mohammed launched an anti-corruption campaign by telling reporters billions of dollars have been stolen from the government. The thefts occurred between 2006 and 2013. He accused 55 people, unnamed, among them former governors, cabinet ministers, government workers, with a crime. This is VOA News. Saudi-led airstrikes, I should say, killed at least 26 people in the Yemeni capital overnight. The attack on police headquarters also wounded dozens of people. Delegates from the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan gathered in Kabul Monday to discuss getting the Taliban to participate in peace talks with the Afghan government. Ayesha Tanzim reports.
This is the voice of Afghanistan's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Salahuddin Rabbani, opening a meeting in Kabul Monday of what is formally called the Quadrilateral Coordination Group of Afghanistan. Rabbani emphasized drawing red lines for an effective roadmap to peace. While we understand achieving a lasting peace would require patience and determination, Rabbani said, it is equally important to keep in mind that the Afghan public will not accept an open-ended process without tangible results. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
U.S. Ambassador to Israel Daniel Shapiro accused Israel Monday of having separate standards of justice for Jews and Palestinians.
Too many attacks on Palestinians. Lack of vigorous investigation or response by Israeli authorities. Too much vigilantism goes unchecked. And at times, there seem to be two standards of adherence to the rule of law, one for Israelis and another for Palestinians.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Shapiro's comments untrue and unacceptable. British lawmakers debated Monday a petition signed by more than 500,000 people seeking to ban U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump from Britain. Trump outraged Britain by calling for a temporary ban on all Muslims entering the United States. He proposed the ban after a mass shooting by two Muslims killed 14 people in California. Labor Party MP Paul Flynn thinks banning Trump is a bad idea.
The great danger by attacking this one man is that we can fix on him a halo of victimhood. We give him the role of martyrdom, which can seem to be an advantage among those that support him.
In the past, people have been banned from entering Britain for fostering hatred that might provoke inter-community violence. Authorities say five French foreign legionnaires on a wilderness ski training exercise in the French Alps have been killed. In an avalanche near the Italian border, at least six others were reported injured. French President Francois Hollande announced a $2.2 billion job creation scheme Monday that he is seeking in order to save his 2017 re-election chances. Rising unemployment has dogged Hollande throughout his presidency. He promised voters to put the jobless rate on a downward path, which he has set as a precondition for his running for re-election. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.